Feds descend on Little Mogadishu, Lewiston, Maine to probe Somali fraud. By Warner Todd Houston on January 30, 2026. Federal investigators have descended on Lewiston, Maine, in pursuit of more cases of Somali financial fraud and even allegations of gun theft charges and illegally hiring illegal migrants. Some of the locations being probed by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, are linked to Gateway Community Services CEO Abdullahi Ali, Democrat State Representative Dayka Dalek, and Dem. Representative Yusuf Yusuf. Another location includes a property owned by Maine Immigrant and Refugee Services, MIRS, founder Rawan Osman, according to Maine Wire. So far, officials have not suggested there is a link between the alleged migrant business fraud and local Democratic Party members. HSI is actively conducting audits of businesses in Maine to protect America from fraud and ensure businesses only employ illegal workers. Hiring unauthorized workers risks severe penalties and undermines national security, the HSI New England department reported on X late last month. HSI is actively conducting audits of businesses in Maine to protect America from fraud and ensure businesses only employ illegal workers. Hiring unauthorized workers risks severe penalties and undermines national security. The best way to protect your business is by following the law. pic.twitter.com/4cmmh57plf. HSI New England, ATS in New England, December 30, 2025. In a separate case, Rawan Osman has also been accused in several cases of gun crimes. He was indicted on two Class B felony charges in December, according to court documents obtained by Maine Wire. The indictment shows that the dates he was allegedly engaged in the gun crimes coincides with the dates that Lewiston Mayor Carl Schellein had appointed Osman to the city school board. Maine Wire has showed how many of these migrants have gone from refugees with nothing to multimillionaires in only a few years. The site Steve Robinson highlighted the case of Paul Munyara, who came to the U.S. as a Rwandan refugee in 2019, but by 2024 he was running an autism business that made $17.3 million and he owned three cars, one of which is a Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon, and several properties including an $800,000 home. Paul Munyara arrived in Maine claiming to be a refugee in 2019. In 2024, his autism business pulled in $17.3 million. He owns multiple properties, including rentals and an $800,000 home, and his third car is a Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon. Did I mention he owes $280,000 in back taxes? pic.twitter.com/gozy6xgrub. Steve Robinson, at Steve Rob, January 24, 2026. One of the first times Munyara shows up in the public record. He was being interviewed by WCSH-TV in 2019 when he appeared at Bethel Christian Center in Lewiston. Munyara told the reporters that he had only just escaped war-torn Congo and was living a rough life there. Less than 5 years later, he was making millions with a U.S. healthcare company. Dayka Dalek, the Somali rep who has resigned amid multiple fraud investigations, once received a Taylor Swift-style welcome in Puntland, Somalia. Kind of odd for a place that doesn't even let women vote. I wonder if maybe they had other reasons to adore her? pic.twitter.com/quotes/wqduke. Steve Robinson, at Steve Rob, January 29, 2026. Maine Wire added that the companies that DHS is investigating in Lewiston are entirely funded with taxpayer money, both federal funds and Maine Care dollars. The site added, Gateway Community Services, founded by Somali refugee Abdullahi Ali, received approximately $28.8 million in Maine Care payments between 2019 and 2024, including $4,380,787.27 in 2019, $5,343,145.12 in 2020, $5,536,030.98 in 2021, $4,878,840.07 in 2022, $4,485,309.85 in 2023, and $4,145,080.51 in 2024. Portland, Maine's Democrat Mayor, Mark Dion says he delivered food to illegals when ICE was there because he didn't want families to be evicted from their homes if the breadwinner got arrested. He literally prioritizes the jobs and housing of illegals over his own citizens. pic.twitter.com/cpqdgeochks. Johnny Maga, @_JohnnyMaga, January 29, 2026. Federal officials have been looking into MaineCare funding abuse at least since December when the feds canceled MaineCare payments to Gateway Community Services. The company has been under investigation before. Gateway, which is run by Somali migrants, reportedly overbilled for more than $600,000 between 2015 and 2018 and is still under a cloud of suspicion for other violations found during a third state audit completed in 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social @WarnerToddHouston, or @X/Twitter @WTHouston.